You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Time for the highlights of the game, brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. The Mets look to leave Colorado on a high note and go over the 500 mark on this 10-game road trip. David Peterson was on the mound for the finale and made his first start as a professional in his hometown. He had started a game in high school at Coors Field, now doing it as a member of the Mets, who gave him support right off the bat. Francisco Lindor was last night's hero and started this one off with a double. He wouldn't be on second base long, with Jose Iglesias getting the better of his former team.
Gomber's 0-2. Line to left center field. This one for Iglesias goes to the gap. Lindor can walk home from second base. Iglesias sprinting to second. He's there with a stand-up double. Back-to-back two base hits for the Mets, and two batters in. They have a 1-0 lead here in Colorado. Now Iglesias has been mashing lefties, righties, everybody, and the former Rocky drives in his 18th run, and the Mets have pounced on Austin Gomber.
And the Mets second baseman, 4-for-9 in the series opener, and that gave the Mets the early lead. The doubles brigade continued one batter later with J.D. Martinez back in the lineup and getting involved.
3-1 to Martinez, lifted in the air down a left field line, long sprint over for Hilliard. This ball is fair, dunking right into the left field corner. Iglesias rounds third. He comes home to score. Now Martinez has the third Mets double in a row. An RBI double to left. It is 2-0 New York in the first.
Martinez entered this one with a lifetime average of .405 at Coors Field and added to it, as well as his RBI total, his career 23rd run batted in at Coors Field. Though Martinez put it down the line, there was too much ground for Sam Hilliard to cover. Three batters, three doubles, and a 2-0 lead for the Mets. Pete Alonso was next. He broke the streak, but the Mets were okay with that, as he had the turning point of our game very early.
The 2-1. Alonso smacks the ball deep to center field. Doyle going back, looks up. This one is long gone. Pete Alonso with a titanic Coors Field home run to center. A two-run shot. The Mets have bombed Gomber in the first. 4-0 Mets, four batters in. This one is an earth-shaking 471 feet. Man, what a shot for Alonso.
You just had to stand and marvel as it watched it go. It was quite a blast, and that was the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply, with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. 471 feet to dead center, four batters in, four extra base hits, first time in franchise history that had ever happened, and it was a 4-0 lead after number 24 on the season for the Mets first baseman Mark Vientos made the first out, but it was a smash at the left fielder Hilliard. Luis Torrens scalded a ball to the right that was caught, and then Jeff McNeil hit the fourth double of the inning, but was stranded when Harrison Bader flew out to left just in front of the warning track. Peterson opened the game by striking out Ezekiel Tovar and retired the next two after yielding a double to Brendan Rodgers and ended the first by fanning Chris Bryant. The Mets went quietly in the second, getting a two-out walk to Iglesias, who was stranded when Martinez struck out. After a scoreless second for Peterson, Alonso led off the third. It has not exactly been the kind of year that Alonso has been accustomed to, but today he certainly regained his power stroke at Coors Field, and this was our smash of the game.
4-0 Mets, top of the third, the 0-1. Swung on and crushed way out to left center field. Hilliard's just a spectator as this one goes halfway up the seats and left. Number two this afternoon for Pete Alonso, and it's a 5-0 Mets lead in the third. Pete went 470 last time out. He hits his 25th, 454.
He was certainly flexing his muscles today. The Smash of the Game brought to you by Smashburger. 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. It wasn't quite as long as that first homer, but still a pretty good blast at 454 feet for his second multi-homer game. Number 25 on the year made it a 5-0 game. He was 5 for 27 entering today, but had a hit in each of his last three, and now two homers in his first two at-bats. That was all the Mets got in the inning, but they were able to extend the lead on the second homer of the day by Alonso. Peterson allowed a two-out walk to Rogers, and that was it in the third, and then worked around a leadoff single to Chris Bryant in the fourth to keep it a 5-0 game after four. Iglesias grounded out to start the fifth, and Martinez flied to center with two out. Alonso came up looking to build on his first two at-bats, which were both homers. He did get his third hit of the day, but this one stayed in the yard, a single to left, but it wouldn't be long before another one did leave. Mark Vientos back in the lineup today after an 0-for-8 stretch. He went hitless in his first two at-bats before finally breaking out in the fifth.
1-1. Vientos gets into one to left field. Hilliard racing back to the track. At the wall, it is gone! 8 rows back in left. Mark Vientos turns on a ball, jumps it into left, and the Mets are now up 7-0 in the fifth against the Colorado Rockies. Now Vientos on a power trip of 2024 of his own. That is his 17th home run of the year.
So two more runs in on the Vientos blast, which went 420 feet. The Mets now cruising up 7-0 on number 17 for the Mets' third baseman, who had to breathe a sigh of relief after struggling lately and sitting out last night to get a break from the grind. Peterson struck out Hilliard to start the fifth, but back-to-back singles by Aaron Shunk and Tovar put runners on the corners, and then he walked Rogers to load the bases with Brenton Doyle now at the plate. And it was a good news, bad news situation. The shutout came to an end. But another terrific defensive play by Tyrone Taylor.
Bases loaded, one out, 2-2. Doyle drives the ball deep left center. Taylor going back, sprinting to the track, makes the catch on the run, spins and fires in. Shunk scores from third. Tovar goes to third. Rogers stays at first. Brenton Doyle hits a sac fly, and the Mets are happy he only hit a sac fly to the deepest part of left center. It stayed in the yard. It brings in the lone Rockies run, and the Mets lead is now 7-1 in the fifth.
Well, Doyle just missed it, but Taylor certainly did not. He was having himself a day in left field. And that's our save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Centers. Taylor's third put out of the day was another impressive play, running that one down in the gap. And while the Rockies did score, it was still a 6-run game at that point. And it stayed that way, with Peterson working out of the jam on the next at-bat.
Peterson's payoff to Bryant. Got him swinging. David Peterson threw him a slider. Bryant strikes out with two on, and that ends the inning in the fifth.
Fifth strike out of the game, and that got the Mets starter out of the fifth inning and put him in line for the win. He answered the bell when faced with his first big challenge. He loaded the bases with two out, but allowed just to run one run, and that ended his day. The Mets managed only a leadoff single by Bader in the sixth. He was left stranded after Taylor and Lindor struck out and Iglesias flied out. Adam Ottavino worked a scoreless sixth. Ryan Stanek followed suit with a pair of strikeouts, putting up a goose egg in the seventh. Anthony Molina started the eighth for the Rockies and promptly hit Bader. Taylor followed with a double, putting two men in scoring position for Lindor, who sparked the attack back in the first with a double and now added to the lead.
Payoff. Hit hard right side and through. A base hit for Lindor by a diving Tolia into right. Bader scores from third. Taylor up to third. An RBI single for Lindor, and the Met lead is 8-1 in the top of the eighth.
So after the big hit last night in the ninth, the Mets shortstop picked up another RBI today in the eighth, and it was now 8-1. Iglesias was next and hit one hard, but Hilliard able to run it down in the gap. It was enough to score Taylor to make it a 9-1 game. Martinez and Alonso then struck out to end the inning as Alonso came up short in his bid for a three-homer game. Danny Young hit the first two batters he faced, but got out of the eighth by getting Michael Tolia to line to center and then getting an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. The Mets went down in order in the ninth, and Young worked a second inning, starting the bottom half of the ninth. Hilliard struck out looking, Shunk flew out, and Tovar singled, while Rogers kept it going as he was able to keep going for the Rockies, the second hit of the inning, and then it was up to Brenton Doyle.
Doyle sits low, kind of a squat power-looking stance, hands high. Runners lead first and second. Young delivers. Breaking ball, got him looking. Ball game over. The Mets with a thunderous rubber game finale. Beat the Rockies 9-1 behind Pete Alonso's two titanic home runs and great pitching from David Peterson and the bullpen.
So the Mets win it by a score of 9-1. They put it away early with four in the first inning. Pete Alonso highlighting that inning with the home run. But the Mets offense, everybody in the starting lineup had a hit today as they knock off the Rockies by a score of 9-1. The Mets get 13 hits on the day, while the Rockies just a run on 7 hits in the loss. David Peterson gets the win in his hometown. He's now 6-1, and the Mets improved to 9-3 in his 12 starts this year. Austin Gomber, the Rockies bullpen was really overworked last night, going 8 innings. So Gomber did his part to at least give them something today. He got shelled from the start, but he did find a way to stay in it for 3 innings. He is the losing pitcher today. He falls to 3-8. But again, the win puts the Mets a half game up on the Braves for the final wild card in the National League as they get ready to head to Seattle tomorrow for the finale of this 10-game road trip with 3 with the Mariners.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.